Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is Wednesday and time for Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little nervous about talking to you about this whole continuing conversation around boundaries, but especially around mine and the owning, the sovereign owning of these boundaries around my desires and some of my deepest desires. Men, connections with men on a spiritual and professional, intellectual and emotional level. And the connection with money, the flow and the ebb and flow of resources supporting me in my work in the world. And lastly, around my magic, around my unique brilliance and how safe it is or I am to be all of me in the world, you know, truly shining my light and the inner stuff that brings up within me. Whew. So to start off, let's just get into a place of presence, of opening, of being here and the gift that that gives our whole system of slowing down. And you know, who knows? Maybe there will be a couple of words or a tip or two or something that you'll hear in the next 15, 20 minutes that will support you on your journey of opening more to what it is that you desire and where do you create that boundary around that and how do you attract to you what you most want and how to feel safe in that. So let's just dive in and drop in, actually, by feeling your feet heavy and firmly planted on the ground and allowing the beautiful roots to shoot down through the bottoms of your feet and connect with the Mother Earth energy in that lovingly, beautiful way that allows us to be restored, rejuvenated, renewed, refreshed. And as those roots tend to just make their way magnetically into the core of Mother Earth, we'll just allow that system to start running and draining out the stress and the toxins and the over-busy adrenaline rushes that we've got going on and feeding ourselves instead with some beautiful deep breaths and the knowing, the deep knowing that we are supported. Right? And breathing in beautiful, fresh oxygen to cleanse our system and breathing out that which doesn't serve us in this moment. So as we allow that system to go and continuing our breathing in through our nose, filling our belly, being aware of our lower belly, that beautiful space between our hips, and kind of wiggling our seats in our chair, or if you're standing, doing a little swaying back and forth, cueing your system that despite the topic of wanting to run away and not be truthful, that we really are safe. We are safe here in this moment. And then continuing to that beautiful space in the center of our awareness, where I liken it to being in the center of an air traffic control tower or a lighthouse. And I actually turn in a full circle and just call back all the parts of me that are out there solving problems, finishing projects, that are way ahead in the future, planning my talk at a conference in a few weeks, handling where I need to be in the next few hours, how I'm going to, or if I'm not going to be in a couple places at the same time, choosing where to be. All of that can just, I'm calling back that energy to be here with me now. When it comes time for it, I will make those decisions of whether or not to go to the Women's Business Owner cocktail party or to stay working at my volunteer shift, you know, whatever that may be. But in this moment, I don't need to be thinking about it. And then there's all kinds of excitement about things that had happened earlier this morning. I had some amazing meetings today. And I just want to honor that I will handle the follow-up and worry about the next steps on those things and work on the plans for that at another time. I don't have to do that right now. That feels so nice to know that it doesn't have to be handled in this moment. And the final piece of calling in the gold, that beautiful connection to our highest self, our inspiration, our intuition, our guidance, and the extra sense of knowing that there's support from the upper realms as well. We've got Mother Earth energy supporting it, but we always have the universe's support to keep us at our highest and best, right? If we choose to tap into it. So the allowing that beautiful golden light to fill us, we will just plug in and tune that in so that we can absorb that. Opening the inspiration channels, our third eye for wisdom, our ears for listening between the words. Additionally, that beautiful space in our neck and at the back of our skull, the occipital ridge, just massaging that and allowing that beautiful expression of our unique value in the world to be opened up so that we can feel it and share it with others so they can see it. And I'm going to take us down into our womb space, into our power center, because it is here that a lot of my boundaries and my desires are begun, right? Those little seeds of the desire are planted in that space. And when I go into that womb space or that center of my creative power, I truly enjoy seeing that light getting brighter each time I take a breath and focus on it. Because you know what we focus on actually expands. So we want to spend some time focusing on this part of our physical and divine self. It's an energetic part, right? It's in the middle of our creative chakra, sacral chakra, second chakra, whatever you want to call it. And in the middle, I see actually a bowl with beautiful golden liquid that's silky and thick and full, and in there is a beautiful floating, for me, it's actually like a lotus flower. And it's open and it's glowing and it's pulsing with life. Every time I breathe in, it gets a little bit brighter. And what I want to do and allow you to have the permission to do as well is to allow that light to brightly shine and grow and expand until it's shining out around my body. So from that center of gravity within us, it expands out just like a light bulb glows and allows lamplight to illuminate a room. See if you can't experiment with that light to grow out as far as your arms can reach, so that you're standing in a beautiful, I don't know what you want to call it, almost like a bubble of your own light. And we've expanded as far, and you can take your hands and you can push out to the sides if you need to just allow it to get a little bit bigger and broader. You want to have enough space in there for you to move around, for you to dance, you know, do a cartwheel if you want. There's these balls that are like this. We went to some park in New Zealand once on a family vacation, and there were these beautiful, big, circular, almost, they're like this. They're almost like a big, huge ball. And the kids could run in them, and there was a little bit of water, and you could sit down and slide on your bottom, and you went down a hill inside this big bubble ball thing. And that's what I imagine it looking like, except it's permeable. I mean, you can actually push your hand out through it if you'd like. And in it, I really like to see my own unique blend of magic and wisdom and my unique spark of brilliance as sparkling in the space. So it feels very ethereal, almost like if we were looking at pictures of what we imagine dream space to look like. And from here, I absolutely adore feeling my space as all of me and knowing that this is mine. I am the queen. I am the sovereign of this space. And nothing can come in without me allowing it to. And if I am calling to me my deepest desire. And in this moment, I have to say I'm so in love with the work that I'm beginning to work with in leadership for organizations and allowing more women to step into their sovereign selves, right? Their charismatic, confident, and courageous leadership self. And sometimes all they need is the permission to know that they can do so. So this work is what I am imagining I am radiating out into the world. And that deep desire of being in service to this work, I mean, it's bigger than me, you know? It's something that I feel I don't have a choice of whether or not to share it with people. And it's starting to come through me in ways where people are noticing that I'm different and I am showing up in this leader type of way, in this feminine and powerful light of a leader. And that is a deep, deep desire for me. So I'm going to hold that and allow that to just radiate from me. And what's beautiful is we can create really tough structures around us to keep out things. And then when we do that, we're holding away what we most want as well. And a lot of times what many of us do, we're afraid that people won't like us, they'll think we're weird, that we won't fit in, we won't belong. And when we do that, that fear pushes everything that we're so wanting away from us. It keeps us from being in our leadership creativity as well. Because our energy actually has to work a lot harder to push away those things, that fear or that protection piece. Whereas desire, when you turn on your desire, you actually radiate in a way that is attractive and allows it to come to you. So think about a time when you were, oh, let's say newly in love. You know, you just went to a beautiful space on a vacation, or you just were in the very first months of total love and attraction with a new partner. And everything is so beautiful, and you feel beautiful because you've got this extra love and desire and connection thing that's just so powerful that people see it. You know, it's I love remembering a couple years back I went to a gala, and I had, I don't even know, I want to say in between 5 and 7 people come up to me who I hadn't seen in a while. And I had gone through a divorce a couple of years before that, and I wasn't in as, let's just say I wasn't in as glowy of a space. But I had newly started a relationship which was filling me up on so many levels. And men especially, but some women, came up to me and said, what is up with you? You look fabulous. I actually heard, you are glowing. What's going on with you? You know, and after I heard this comment, I don't know, for the 5th or 6th time, I started realizing that nothing had shifted on a physical. I mean, my hair was the same, you know, wearing the same. In fact, I believe it was that time I was wearing the same, I actually wore the same dress to this gala like 3 different times in 5 years. And nobody noticed that. They just noticed that I looked amazing and glowing and happy and in love, right? So when we are connected to that beautiful desire of what it is that we most want in our life, and of really allowing ourselves to feel it, it turns on something inside, and it creates for us an extra level of, I don't want to say radiation, but I want to say it creates an extra attractive magnetic quality, right? And that's what I'm wanting to know at this moment. If you can tap in, is there something that you so want? That you can feel it. You can, there's times when I actually adore the feeling of having my partner come up from behind me and put their arms around me. So their arms clasp around my belly, right? And they're standing close and right up against my spine and allowing me to feel so protected and so held. And that feeling, oh my gosh, it almost makes me weak in the knees, but it's such a palpable feeling. And whether or not I'm with a partner, it's it doesn't matter. That feeling can be there anytime. I can give it to myself. And it is powerful for me to know that the universe is at my back, that I'm being held, I'm protected, right? And the same desire goes on for me in terms of money, and in terms of, can I really make a living with my magic, with what it is that makes me uniquely brilliant? And more I'm getting the universe's, yes, you can. So I call in to me that desire of being the most me I can be, at my highest and most valuable self, and that is enough. Because by doing that and being me and showing up in the world in that way, that's my purpose on this planet. And it doesn't mean that I don't work. Believe me, I still do. I still need to go out and network and connect and share who I am. But you know, even if I'm just going to the grocery store, or I was just at the gas station or in traffic, you know, just by shining my light and smiling and singing to the radio, or being as much me as I can be tonight at my little volunteer stint, right, at the farm co-op. Each of these opportunities allows me to connect in a way that nobody else can be me, ever. This is what I'm here to do. And when I do this, it's so amazing how all of a sudden people will say, you know, I was thinking about you, and I've got somebody who I'd like to introduce you to because I think she could really benefit by learning from you, or her team is in a place of transition, and they're looking for a coach to come in and support them with a training, or speaking with somebody today who said, oh my gosh, our directors and senior team are so in need of this type of leadership development. It was a very exciting meeting. And you know what? I didn't do anything beyond just show up as me and shared what I do and what I'm up to in the world. So the more I'm trying to teach you about these beautiful boundaries of holding your energy inside and shining it out, letting your boundaries be very soft and permeable, but to keep your energy in and not let it just go flying out there everywhere, taking care of everything for everybody else, but holding it in a space where we are taking care of our own self, that is power. And that is the feminine way to handle your power. Because when we hold it in, we are actually in the highest service we can be. It sounds backwards, because I'm used to, if I'm out there doing all of these things, especially the doing part, then I've got more value. And it's actually in reverse. My value is in holding my energy and my power inside. So this may be confusing. I feel like I would like to show you or demonstrate, and this is how I do my workshops, is we're actually in the same space together, and we can see what it is that I'm doing, and I can coach you or support you on helping you to feel what it feels like inside of you when you tap into your own light and power. Yet, listening to it over your, you know, your iPad or your phone or however you access this recording, may not translate for you. So, if you are looking for a little different guidance around this, I have some time next week that I will be happy to open up and provide some one-on-ones. It's a 45-minute session, and let's talk about where you're at and how you want to access more of your power and brilliance and how to shine that in the world without the fear of protecting it or that's too much. Have you ever been told that? Ugh, a lot of my life I've been told I'm too much. I'm too this, too that. And, you know, that you need to do this to fit in. And, ugh, I wish I could erase that from many of our systems. But we need to unlearn that and learn that we actually are more of ourselves when we are fully immersed in our own space and our own power, and our boundaries are beautiful and bright and shiny. So here's to dipping in, feeling into what are your desires and how can you draw those to you by just feeling them, holding them, planting those seeds in your light, in your beautiful creative center, right? Your power center. And then just know that they're there. It's time for us to attract those to us. And it's funny because when you plant that seed, you'll start noticing that you'll be inspired to do this, to make this phone call, to connect with someone. And as soon as those thoughts come up, I strongly urge you to act on them, whether it's to write that email to somebody who you were thinking of, pick up the phone and call that person and invite them to coffee to see if there's a synergy between you. However it shows up for you, I ask you and I urge you to take that action step. And in closing, I just want to say thank you for all that you do and for shining the light that you are shining. We need you to do so. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.